That's the Ganja River Song. You tune to Travel Writers Radio. Well, Pandore Expeditions is a cruise line that has been very successful in their traditionally styled wooden river vessels plying the great rivers of Southeast Asia, but now it is making the move into India later this year. Graham Kemlow speaks with Shannon Morgan, Pandore Expeditions Australasia Sales Director.
Pandore's doing some amazing work in Southeast Asia with its river cruising, but the announcement of a move into the Indian subcontinent is interesting. How do you see it, Shannon?
Hi, Graham. Yes, look, India has become one of the very hot destinations in terms of travel. I believe it's that way because of the culture and the history of India as a destination. So Pandore, being the pioneers in the river cruise industry in Asia, was looking for new areas to cruise into, and it originally started with us returning to the lower Ganges. And due to the great response we had, we've actually expanded now and have five new itineraries going into India, all on the Pandore-owned and operated vessels to give the unique Pandore spirit.
Now, they are a unique-looking vessel. They're teak, aren't they? They're certainly
they
wooden.
They are. They're beautiful. Our vessels all have promenade decks, and they originate back to the designs from the 1800s on the Irrawaddy Flotility Company.
Yeah.
So basically in the mid-90s, our owner, Paul, restored the vessel and got it back on the water. So it's almost sailing back in time. And it's beautiful teak wood with brass finishes, huge promenade decks, and a variety of sizes, which is, in terms of river cruising, quite small, considering our biggest vessel is only 30 cabins and our smallest is 5.
So that's 60 passengers, is it?
Yes, and that would be our biggest, which, you know, in some competitors is what they recline to as their smallest. So there's definitely the advantage of having so fewer guests on board.
Yeah, I can understand that. And I imagine they are reasonably shallow draft, so they can pull into some of the stops along the way in these deltas, yeah?
Yes, well, that's the beauty of Pandore, is that we do definitely have shallow drafts. Some of them are only about 5 foot to 3 foot. So it just enables us to get to those real remote areas so people can really get a true hand-on experience of the cultural exchanges and the excursions.
Yeah, well, you obviously do like to put people ashore to sort of get involved in the experiential part of their trip. Does everyone take to it, or do some people tend to hang back and want the comfort of the vessel?
Well, you know, it's up to the people whilst they're on board. We do offer them the choice either to stay on board but most of the time we see our guests jumping off and going to experience our excursions. It is more of a traveller versus a tourist, the type of passengers that we do have on board, as they really want the authentic experience. But on all of our ships, we also carry mountain bikes. So at any time, you're welcome to jump on a mountain bike and go cycling off around the villages or wherever we've docked with one of the local cabin crew, which is also becoming very popular now on all of our cruises.
And what's a typical cruise length for you?
Well, our cruises range, the traditional one would be a week, but we do have them going up until 14 nights. And at the moment, we've got some wonderful combos where you can do back-to-back cruises. So, if, for example, if you're going off to Vietnam, you can do the classic Mekong and then combine it with the Halong Bay Red River cruise. So you could cruise up to 22 to 25 days doing them combos.
Oh, okay. And do some people like to do that? They get into the groove once they're there, do they?
Yeah, it's interesting that we have so many requests for dates. So we've actually gone ahead now with our new itineraries and placed the dates quite suitably so you could do a back-to-back cruise.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits would be that you experience two different rivers and you'd be on two different vessels as well.
Right.
So you get all the benefits of the river cruise, but very different experiences.
So do you get a different, do you get a local crew and maybe local fare on the vessel if, you know, you're in Vietnam one moment and in, is it Myanmar the next?
Yes, that's correct. All of our crew are local on all the rivers that we travel to, which is quite unique to the Asia River cruising in that we do have local crew on board and that our guests actually get to engage with the crew. And our local guides travel on board as well. So there's always ample time for questions for passengers to increase their knowledge of the areas or if they want to have more in-depth discussions, which is also lovely to see. So at all times they can explore and engage with the culture and the history both on land as well as on the ship.
Right. Now, just getting back to the India market, it's clearly a rising market, both domestically and they're travelling internationally, and it's also a rising destination. Can you see any sort of obvious reason for that, or is it just that India's time has come, like China, perhaps?
Oh, look, I think with regards to India, I think it's just become, as more people are becoming more aware of India and more remote places in India, it's just become more popular. And I think that it offers people who want to go and travel some unique experiences, and that it's got the temples and it's got the history, and it also comes with a whole lot of different festivities. So I think it's just a kaleidoscope in terms of the travel palette.
Right. And it's not as if it's totally unknown. There are lots of expat Indians in, you know, cities around Australia, aren't there?
Yes, that's right, they are.
So where do you fly to take up a cruise with Pando in India?
Well, cruises start in the Lower Ganges, is starting Kolkata. So that would be one of the hot spots to
right.
get to.
Yep.
We've got the 7-night cruise doing the Lower Ganges. That does the what's also known as the Hooghly River. And then we've also now made our way up into the Upper Ganges, where we actually have a 40-night cruise. That goes all the way to Varanasi.
Right.
And another option that we have introduced is up in the north is on the Brahmaputra River as well.
Right.
So we've got our three there. And then something very unique to us, and one of the ships, the only ship that's part of our fleet that we didn't build, is the Andaman Explorer. It's a coastal vessel. And that goes off from India down to the Andaman Islands, which has just recently reopened for tourists. So very remote and perfect for the traveller who seemed to have done most of their bucket list wishes.
So this is obviously a vessel of a different design, a more seaworthy vessel, is it?
That's right, yes. It was originally a Norwegian Coast Guard vessel.
Ah, right.
It's got 10 beautiful suites on board,
yep.
With all sitting areas. It's kind of the picture I always paint for picture is picture Jackie Onassis back in the 60s
right.
travelling on a private yacht.
Yep.
That's exactly what the Andaman Explorer would be like.
Okay. And so that's your sort of premium product, is it?
That is definitely, yes. For
yeah.
those sort of waters that we're travelling to, due to the shallow draft of our river vessels, because it's a coastal voyage in the Burma and going into Magui Archipelago, we had to get a vessel that was suitable for challenging
yeah.
of those waters.
I understand.
And so that's how we
yeah.
got the Andaman Explorer.
Okay, now that sounds great. So are there other destinations around Asia that you haven't tackled yet that you think you might?
Oh, look, we're always on the lookout for something new and something exciting.
Mm.
So I'm sure in the future we will be looking at some new destinations to travel to. And obviously we'll just keep growing in terms of the rivers in Asia.
Yeah, and well, that purchase of the marine or the seagoing vessel maybe suggests some thoughts about some of this expedition-type cruising.
Well, definitely. That's something that is growing with regards to the river cruise and the cruising overall, is the more expedition sizes. And owing to the fact that now we can actually go out to the Andaman Islands and explore those untouched areas, there's unspoiled forests and beautiful coral reefs. It's something we'd look at.
Mm.
So it's very interesting because that sort of an excursion also comes with all the snorkeling equipment and the kayaks, and it's just one of those beautiful holidays to get out in the middle of nowhere.
How many days at sea would you be getting down to the Andaman Islands from the subcontinent?
Well, if you could do the passage across the Andaman Sea, it's a 10-night voyage.
Right.
Or we can just do the Andaman Islands, and that's a 7-night voyage.
Right. That's a return voyage, you mean, or one way?
Yes.
Return.
That's return. That's
okay.
That's the itinerary.
So you'd
yeah.
be at sea for, you know, 3 or 4 days?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. All right. And do you have all the sort of mod cons? Do you have satellite or any of that sort of stuff on board? How do the guests entertain themselves? Do they read old Somerset Maugham works, or what happens?
Well, look, all of our cruises do come with onboard entertainment where we have local dancing performances. We've got guest lecturers on board. So there's a wonderful array of activities on board. Our ships do have Wi-Fi where it is able to obtain it, depending on where we're sailing to.
Right.
So we do have access to that. We do have libraries on board. So guests will never be, there will never be a loss of entertainment.
Mm.
We have a lot of promenade decks where people can just lay down. We've got the daily cocktail on board. So it's an all-inclusive voyager in terms of our itineraries. Everything is taken care of. When you do go on your excursion, returning back, you do get your shoe cleaning service, your bottled drinking water. the cold towel after the excursion. So it's all inclusive in terms of the standard of the river cruise of what could be expected.
Okay, and what is the, how would you describe the typical passenger, Shannon? Are they baby boomers spending the kids' inheritance or what?
Well, look, it varies obviously on the destination, but generally our average age is around 50 years of age.
Right.
However, I'd like to say it's more young professionals. We've noticed we have got a huge growth in the emerging younger market of expedition-style travelling.
Right.
We've also got family-friendly departures, which we've just launched, and that is during the Australian school holidays, which is suitable for families. And what we do there is we actually have a special on for if mum and dad book a cabin or grandparents, they can get an adjoining cabin as a special free of charge for two children up to the ages of 18. So we've seen a growth during the school holidays of what I call multi-generational travel, with a whole family go.
Okay. Well, that, I understand that. I've done that myself once. So, well, that sounds terrific, Shannon. I appreciate your time. Thank you for being with us on Travel Writers Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to chat to you.
Indeed. That was Shannon Morgan, Pando Expeditions Australasia Sales Director. Sorry, we got caught on the hop there. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.